to be poseach, to open one's words, b'chvod achsanya, in honor and respect and recognition of their host. And beyond the fact that that's like a reasonable thing to do and that it's good manners and that it's menschlich, beyond midot tavod, there's an existential value in there. There's something which is fundamental in recognizing and appreciating the opportunity to be somewhere. So before anything, I just wanted to express appreciation, to thank Rabbi Goldsmith for the opportunity to come. It's always special to be here. It's always special to see Rabbi Goldsmith. Really, really is chus to be able to, not just to be here, you know, in Shalvim for women, but to be with him, to be with Rabbi Napel, and to be with so many special colleagues and friends. Rabbi Avram Shapira Zatzal, Shiva, America's Arav, the former chief rabbi, Rabbi Avram, would say that in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, he actually said this. I was just at Kever Rachel just now, 25th of December, I went to Bethlehem. I did. I mean, 3 weeks ago, when we set this date, I was looking at the calendar as we're talking. I'm like, I'll be able to get to Bethlehem on the 25th, so that I could daven for the downfall of the klipa of Esav and all of its negative expressions in the world. Sakin olam amalcha shaddai, that there should be the kingdom of God. Every single one of us is ben and bas melech. So, anyways, when I was there, I remembered a teaching that Rabbi Avram Zatzal said at the opening of the kollel in Kever Rachel. And there he said, Poslan b'chvod achsanya, and he said words of praise and expressed his appreciation to Rachel Imenu. So Bavram would say that in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, we ask permission and, so to speak, express our karas hatov to Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Mi oro shor Yerushalayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the Baal HaBayit of the whole world, but especially in Yerushalayim, in the Palter and Shalmelech, in the palace of the king, where we're actually here. So thank you to Hashem for the opportunity for us to be in Yerushalayim together. What a special thing. Especially, so many of us had the opportunity to be together in Chutz La'aretz. We're facing Yerushalayim, and now we could actually be here together is really very special. So thank you for the opportunity to be here. It's late. It's late Thursday night, right? I mean, and thank you for walking into a siyum on Sanhedrin. It's also very special. Like, you know, a little bit of a disorus to come here. It's late Thursday night, and I'll just share a story that I was thinking about today, looking over the parsha a little bit. Anybody from New York, from Rockland County, Muncie area? Me too. You heard of New Square?
Yeah. Sure.
The orange juice. That's grand. Here in Husker, Route 45? Huh? The milk also, that's true. That's true. You went there, you wanted a trip to New Square?
Yeah.
They took it like an anthropology day? Did everyone kind of stand like you do at the MoMA? Like stand over there and just kind of look at it in a funny way?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way I hear. I'll tell you, there was a counselor who worked at Camp Ask years ago, about 10 years ago or so. A guy who, you know, went to the same yeshiva league, same yeshiva leagues that most of us come from. Participated in the S. Daniel Abraham joint Israel overseas program. And then spent the summer at camp. And very much wanted to, like, you know, he was very mechubar, he felt very connected to the camper that he met during the summer, that he worked with in camp during the summer. Something very special that happens, is a special bond that develops. A nafsho kshura benafsho that develops during the summer when there's a level of mesirut nefesh and giving one Jew for another. a certain kesher that's almost beyond, it's beyond description. You can't really put words. I mean, words don't really express something which is just beyond words. Nafsho kshura b'nafsho. There's an intertwining of souls, an expression of the unity of souls comes out. So this counselor who comes from a background like most of us, was working in a bunk with a camper. It was a chassidish, came from a chassidish home, and felt very connected, very mechubar to this child, who was nonverbal, and in a wheelchair. I don't want to give too many details. It'll be obvious for those who worked in camp to know who he is. And desperately wanted to just remain connected to this child. So, he decided, when it was time for this kid's birthday, it was during the year, it was during the winter, that he wanted to reach out, but he didn't know. It was a little awkward because he didn't really know the family, and he didn't know how the family would feel about it. They do birthdays, he only knew the kid's birthday because, on the medical charts that they have to study before the summer, the file, he remembered the birthday and jotted it down at the end of the summer. And he had to do, what do I get him for his birthday? Can't get him video games, because I don't know if they do that. The kid's from New Square, so I don't know if they play video games over there. To get him a ball, he can't really play ball. He didn't know. He didn't know. He was speaking to some friends, and the friends kind of said, he decided he's going to go to New Square and get a bracha from the Square Rebbe. Anybody heard the Square Rebbe before? Yep. Square Rebbe is one of the great human beings of our generation. One of the tzaddiki ador, really one of the tzaddiki ador. Somebody who's incredibly open and loving. He's known as a person that people go to for medical referrals. And Motzei Shabbos, if you walk to New Square, there's literally hundreds of people crammed in there waiting to speak to the Square Rebbe from all different, all different types of Yidden there, Chassidish Yidden waiting Motzei Shabbos to give a kfittel. This guy says, you know what? I'm going to go to New Square and get a bracha from New Square Rebbe, from the Rebbe. See, he gets there, Motzei Shabbos, and he rolls in there the way, most Chevra would roll in on a Motzei Shabbos. He's wearing his New Balance and North Face fleece, and he's a clean-shaven guy, and he's wearing a regular American Eagle or Abercrombie shirt underneath. And he rolls in there on Motzei Shabbos. And have you ever seen a Chassidish Yid on Motzei Shabbos? They're still with Strimal Motzei Shabbos. They don't change. They change to go bowling. He walks into this antechamber of New Square, the Square Rebbe, and this literally wall-to-wall, jam-packed with Chassidim. And he's there, online, and okay, he's there, he's doing his thing, he's there, for a specific reason. He's waiting online, some people kind of come over and said, can we help you, are you lost, do you need something? And he goes, no, it's fine, I'll wait for the Rebbe. Anyways, when it's almost his turn, the Gabbai, gets the Gabbai, and the Gabbai explains how it works. You write a kvittel. You know what a kvittel is? No. Kvittel is like a post-it note. You write down your request. Kind of write down your name or what you're interested in and the bracha, for whether it's a parnasa thing or it's a shidduch or it's for refuah shalema or it's a question or whatever it is, because you kind of want to know how long it's going to be, and the gabbai takes it, reviews it, helps you put it together, and then gives it to the Rebbe. That's the system. So he's sitting there and he's telling the gabbai says, can I help you? He goes, I'm here to get a bracha. He said, okay, what's your name? He goes, well, it's not really for me. He said, okay, is it for family member? He goes, well, it's the name is, and it says, Rafael Nachum Ben Sarale, for a bracha. So he said, well, is it for Rafua? Is it for Yeshua? Is it for a Shidduch? He goes, well, it's not for a Shidduch. It's not, I don't know if it's for Yeshua, to salvation. I don't know if exactly, I guess just for a bracha. He said, okay, so he writes that name as Rafael. So, he takes his kvittel and he's waiting there online again. It's very late on a Motzei Shabbos. And as he's standing there, waiting online, somebody taps him on the shoulder and says, Shuldig, excuse me, who are you? So he says his name. So he goes, what do you have over here? What are you doing over here? What do you have with this kvittel? What are you doing? So he starts explaining, whatever, it's a kind of a funny thing. It's a long story, but like I work in Camp Pasco in the summer. I work at a place for camp for children with special needs, and I have a camper, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's nonverbal, and it's his birthday this week. I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to get him. I couldn't get him a video game. I couldn't, he's going through the whole thing. I don't get him a gift certificate, Toys R Us, whatever. But and I know that he's a chassidish, and he's a new square, and I figured I'd just come and get a bracha from the Sefer Rebbe because I know that that's like the Rebbe, and this chassidish yid, with tears in his eyes, puts his hands on his shoulder and he says, Fochaim ben Sarle is my son. He gave him a hug. And he said, I can't describe to you how much it means to myself, to my family, that you're here. And what you did for us during the summer. How you took care of him, Begashmias, and how you take care of him, Baruchnias. How much it means to us. I can never repay you. And they hugged each other there. I thought of that today when I was just starting to look. I was a little late looking at the parsha this week, but Hanukkah was busy. But when we were reading about Yehuda coming to Yosef, coming down to Mitzrayim, putting all the chips down on the table, and everyone's so focused on the dramatic moment when Yosef reveals himself, when Tzadok reveals himself to his brothers. But it's one of the most powerful psukim in the entire Torah, a little bit before that. When Yehuda's up against the wall, and he sees another potential disaster unfolding before his eyes. He dropped the ball before, once before, and he was determined to not do it again. Ki avdecha aravas hanar, ki avdecha aravas hanar, miim avi leimor. When Yosef, at that time he didn't know who he was talking to, Yosef insists that Binyamin's going to stay there. The family's going to be broken apart again. Yehuda just throws down the gauntlet and he says, I can't. I'm responsible for my brother. I'm taking responsibility for my brother. I can't be separated from him. Talmidim Baal Shem Tov, specifically the Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk, says that at this pasuk, at this moment, Yehuda is expressing the most basic, fundamental reality of what it means to be a Jew. I'm taking responsibility, I'm taking arevut for this young man. He's mine. I'm claiming responsibility for this Jew. He's my brother, and I'm not going anywhere without him. It doesn't matter what I'm not moving. At that moment, Yehuda, quintessential Jew, is expressing what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, Ki avdecha, what it means to be an Eved Hashem, Arev es hanar, who takes responsibility for another Yid, for another person. Kol Yisrael, Areven, Zelazeh, from the same language, of being an Arev, of being someone who is a cosigner. In halachic language, arev means someone who is taking responsibility, putting their neck out for another person, standing up and saying, I'll take responsibility for this other person. If their debt won't be, if they can't fulfill their obligation, their debt, I got it. It's on me. I'll cover for them. Every morning when we say Birchas HaTorah, when we bench over Torah, we say, V'harevna Hashem Elkeinu Devei Sarasech Bafinu. Ask Hashem, V'harevna, let the Torah be sweet. Let the Torah be sweet in our mouths. The Divrei Torah that we're learning, we're spending our days and nights on here. V'ha'arevna, let it be sweet. From Lashon Arevus. As I'll say also that V'ha'arevna means it should be mixed in. Arbev means to mix together. Meaning we should recognize that this Torah is part and parcel of who we are. Yisrael, Araisa, Kutshabrichu, Zchad, says the Zohar Kaddish, there's an existential reality. Klal Yisrael, the essential soul of the Jewish people, the Torah and God are inextricably bound. So that every single Jew is a letter of the Torah. And if there's one letter that's cracked, they're missing the whole Torah's puzzle. because there's an idea that it's just one. It's just the entire Torah is one. Yehuda was expressing this fundamental belief and this eternal truth that what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be an Eved Hashem, is arevus, arevin zel azeh, of taking responsibility one for another, of saying, I am not going anywhere without my brother, without my sister, because I'm incomplete without them. V'ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu. There's nothing sweeter. There's nothing more beautiful, there's nothing more sweet. And when Jewish people are together, when Klal Yisrael works together, takes care of one another, looks out for each other, takes responsibility for one another, when we're able to go beyond externals, be able to see beyond boxes, be able to look a little bit from the inside out, we understand that kul achad, every single Jew is all rooted in the same, like we saw, like the brother said, kulanu bnei ish achad nachnu. We're all part of the same family. We're all coming from the same place. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenikum bana l'makom. We're all children of the same Ribbono Shel Olam. We're all part of the same family. Meaning, what is Klal Yisrael? Are we a religion? Are we a culture? Are we? What makes us who we are? Is it our language? It's not our language. All due respect to Eliezer ben Yehuda, it's not our language that makes us an Achad Ha'am. It's not our language that makes us who we are, because there are plenty of Jews who don't speak Hebrew. There are plenty of good Jews who don't speak Hebrew, or whose children correct them when they speak Hebrew. Whose children laugh at them when they try to speak Hebrew. It literally took me 45 minutes to write little Hanukkah cards to our kids' teachers. Like, I had, you know how many cards I went through until I was just like, I was literally like I was in fourth grade again, writing a rough copy on a piece of paper and then copying it over just because it was completely ridiculous. You know, it's not our language that makes us who we are, although Hebrew is Lashon Kodesh, it's elevated from all the Lashonot. It's not language, it's not geography, it's not Eretz Yisrael that makes us who we are. As much as Rav Kook writes and wrote that Eretz Yisrael is part of the essential character of the Jewish people and we're inextricably bound, we did exist as a nation even in a bidyeved state, even in an unhealthy, incomplete state. A Jew is a Jew in Chutz La'aretz too. We're facing Eretz Yisrael, but it's not what makes us who we are. What makes us who we are? Is our belief system? Torah? I mean, everyone says we're in Shavuos time. This is... Torah is what makes us Klal Yisrael, but it's not, I mean, it's not really true either. Because, I mean, you and I all know plenty of Jews who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, who do Hefech HaKadusha and are Kofer Be'ikir, and are Apikarsim even, God forbid, who don't believe in divine transmission of the Torah, who don't believe in the divinity of the Torah, and are Jewish just like you and I. They're part of Klal Yisrael as much as the Gedol Yisrael are. This is not a belief that makes us part of Klal Yisrael. So we're not, it's not a religion. Is it our culture? Meaning, is it like, you know, okay, there's a Hanukkah song, that's very good. You know, there's a lot of Jews in Hollywood, and I mean, matzo ball soup is great, but, you know, chilbe is also a Jewish food. Oh, you know, is it gefilte fish or it's chayma on a little Shabbos? Meaning, there's different cultures. Is it jachnun or it's herring? Or it could be both. But it's not our food or our language or our cultural context or our geography or our beliefs that makes us who we are. It's all those things are aspects of who we are. But ultimately, what we are is like, it's these parshios where there's Avraham and Sarah, and then there's Yitzchak and Rivka and there's Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. And they have children, and then they have children, and there's all these tribes, and these chever come down to Mitzrayim. And these brothers come down to Mitzrayim as a family, as one big family. And they get close down there, and they have children. And that family kind of has like the big, there's a big clan, like a big, they have big barbecues on Memorial Day, and they all get together. And Thanksgiving dinner, they have to like put a lot of leaves on the table and bring out a couple extra tables there, and the kids sit, except because there's so many people, but the 70 chevra, the 70 nefesh that come down are a family. We're the sons and daughters of Yaakov Avinu, and then they have children and they have children, and this family grows into a clan and ultimately become a nation in Mitzrayim. But the essential character and defining nature of the Jewish people is that we are a family. Kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu. We're a family. And we take responsibility for one another. There's arevus. Yavdecha arev esanar. We take responsibility for one another. Our narrative, our personal story is mixed in, inextricably bound with each other. Regardless of what we believe and regardless of what we look like and what community we come from and what our beliefs are and what our language is and what our customs are, Klal Yisrael is one. We're a family. We're a family. Rav Kook writes, and that's the reason why we make on Chanukah, and we're lighting lots of candles on Chanukah. One and then two and then three, Mosif Aholech, Malin B'Kodesh every night, a little bit more. Cook writes, the bracha we make is not Lahadlik Neros Chanukah, but it's Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, in singular form. Because there's lots of individual wicks, lots of individual candles, but it's one light. It's one light. There's one supernal light, which is refracted, and reflected, and expressed in different ways. It's the soul of the Jewish people. We have different bodies, and we have different perspectives. But we're one. It's Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. And now that all the lights of Chanukah have moved from, our chatzer, or our mavui, or by our door, or in your dining area, or in your hallway, they've moved from a place of persumei nisa, of shining outward, so the avoda of this time of the year is now kind of like gathering in those lights and allowing them to shine inward. My daughter pointed out last year something very interesting, is that as much as we're not lighting, another light for the ninth night and the tenth night and the 11th night throughout the winter, the shamash, that which lit the other lights, is still lit. Meaning, like, we lit our shamash from another light. And that light is still happening. And the light that lights the other lights is still going. We're going to light Shabbos candles tomorrow night. And then Motzei Shabbos, we're going to light a Havdalah candle and four candles from Alav Malka. And throughout the year, we're lighting lights. That light is coming from somewhere. It's being paid forward and being expressed in different ways in our homes and in our lives and our religious practice. That's the light of the shamash that never goes out. It's the light which is giving light to other lights, which is continuously being mosif aholich throughout the winter, throughout the year. Such that ultimately the light which is mamshich, the light which continues and which escorts us throughout the darkness of winter, is the light of giving to others. That's the idea of arevus. That's what we learn from Yehuda, the quintessential Jew, the Yehudi who stands up and says, Ki avdecha arevus anar. What it means to be an Eved Hashem is to take responsibility to another person, to light another person, to give what we have. Like Reb Shlomo would say, if I have an apple, if I have a couple apples and I give one to you, so I'm down an apple. If I have $100, I want to give something to you, I take a little out for me and I give to you, that means I have less. Light, fire is different. Fire, shamash can light up the entire world. That's what we're learning from Chanukah. It's going to be the first Shabbos after Chanukah, Shabbos of Vayigash. The whole thing of Vayigash over and over and over. Yosef is saying, come down to Mitzrayim, Vayisa Karov Eli, come be close. Come, let's be together. And you'll see it over and over again, this root of the word Vayigash, Lahagish, to come close, Lageshet, to come close. The whole story of the Jewish people, the development of our nation from a family to a nation family, is in the context of coming close to one another, taking responsibility for each other, of lighting each other up. Yosef says, come, I'll take care of you. I'll take responsibility for you. I'm going to be mechalkel you. I'm going to make sure that you have what to eat. I'll make sure that you have jobs. I'll make sure that your physical and spiritual needs are taken care of. That's what it means to be a Jew, and that's what it means to watch out for each other. It means to be a family. Okay, now to transition into the soft pitch. I think that's the... Like Rabbi, as Rabbi Goldsmith mentioned in the beginning, I have the privilege of of being a part of a very special organization in Klal Yisrael called Camp Ask. And there are a lot of very special organizations in Klal Yisrael. And there are infinite ways, not a multitude, but infinite ways to be a shamish in Klal Yisrael and to be an orev. Areva? Arevet? Aravnu? Aravotechem? I feel like I can't, you know? If I have children, like each child, I can imagine each of my kids with their different reactions. My oldest daughter would do this. My second daughter would be like, oh, so, and my third daughter would be like, it's so awkward. everything is awkward at this point. Everything. Ariva. Ariva. There are infinite ways to be an Ariva in Klal Yisrael. And this is the time of life where we have such an opportunity to really just leave our comfort zone and get out there, find ways to be a part of the community, to kind of extend ourselves in some form of areva, of taking responsibility for another person, for a brother, for a sister. I have a passion for special needs, working with individuals with special needs. It's a passion. I didn't always, but I've come to realize that we all have special needs. And that there's no such thing as a Jew, there's no such thing as a human being, as a person who doesn't have some special need. And I don't know if I could bring, you know, Chachmas Yavan into the Beis Medrash, but you know, Joe Cocker left the world this week, you know, we made famous the niggun of you know, we all get by with a little help from our friends. And we all need, you know, someone to be an Arev for us, as much as we need to be an Arev to someone else. It's the Hadlik Ner Chanukah. And there are lots of ways to do that. There's lots of organizations to do that through. There's lots of informal ways within your own dormitory, within your own families, within your own community, to take responsibility for one another, whether it's Tumchei Shabbos, or Yad Eliezer, or a Big Sister Program, or Adopt a Bubby, or it's working with in Bikur Cholim, or it's working in any multitude of ways, tutoring somebody, helping a friend, or if you have family here, or friends in Eretz Yisrael, and there's someone here who maybe doesn't have as many friends or family or contacts. And when you go somewhere for Shabbos, just keeping another person in mind and inviting them for a Shabbos is also taking arevus, taking responsibility for another person. And working with Yachad, and working in a what's called a mainstream environment as a mentor, as a mashpia, as being, you know, being involved and taking responsibility for younger people. And Camp Ask is one of those places that you'll find an opportunity to go beyond your comfort zone into a world of giving and doing for another, which is almost beyond proportion, beyond description, in the most beautiful and holy form of arevus. The goal is to create a level playing field in the world, because the world that we're living in, is a world where we're defined by what we're more or less defined by what we're not able to do and what we're able to do. We're categorized as those who are able and those who are not able. And there's that which is accessible and that which is not accessible. And we live in a world where we're trying to. People are nice, and there's menschlichkeit, you know, for the most part, some form of sensitivity in the world. We're trying to adopt the world that was built for those who are able, so to speak, to try to enable those who are not able to be a part of it here and there. And so sometimes there's little ramps to go certain places. Sometimes, you know, there's parking spots that are closer to the store, you know, to be nice. And even more than that, sometimes, you know, allow someone to, like, you know, sit on the sidelines and give water to the players on the team. And lots of ways of mainstreaming. What's unique or what's different about Camp Ask is that it's like a little bubble, kind of like cut and pasted from some alternative reality of Alma Dahadein, of what the world is going to be like after Mashiach, where there's this entire little world created specifically for individuals with developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities, Down syndrome, autism, all sorts of, it's called handicaps in the world. And we're welcome to be a part of that, to kind of facilitate that and enable that. But the entire world from the inside out is created to level as a level playing field, so that everything is accessible. That everything is accessible, and the pool is on an inclined plane, so that everyone is able to have access, even if someone's not mobile. And with physical therapy and speech therapy and occupational therapy and physical, all different ways to try to enable involvement in every single aspect of the day. And like they say, if American runs on Dunkin', so Camp Pask runs on Avos Yisrael. You walk in the gates, there's a large sign, there's like a speed bump, so to speak. A large sign, the words of the Ariya Kaddush, before we daven is, we start our day by taking upon ourselves the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamocha. Not, again, not as midot tavot, but as something which is a moral, a defining goal in terms of what it means to be a Jew, to take arevus, to be an arev for another person. Avdecha, to be an Eved Hashem, means to take arevus. And we walk in those doors, and we walk in the gates during the summer, to take responsibility, to love another Jew, kipshuto. Whether you're interested or considering working in Camp Pask as an employee or not, I still think that it brings Kvod Shamayim for Am Yisrael to know about Jews helping each other, taking a revis. It's important to know about the work that Camp Keli is doing, and that Yachad is doing, and that Chai Lifeline is doing, and Ezra Marpa and Yad Aliyah, and to know all about the different ways that we can take responsibility for one another, and Hashem should help that we're always able to use our kochos and use our abilities to help one another. We're always able to find ways to be connected to one another, to express that basic fundamental reality that we're all part of one family called Klal Yisrael. And Hashem should help us that our family should always be able to share good health and smachot, and that we all be able to watch out for one another and help all those. Amen. Okay, thank you very, very much.